So we had a machlokes, three-way machlokes tanaim between the Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Isi ben Yehuda. Tanakama requires somebody who's both elderly and a Talmud Chacham. The Shita Rabbi Yossi Aglili is you just need to be a Talmud Chacham, whether a Yannick v'chakim or an older Talmud Chacham. The Balei Tosfos point out it's probably a little bit of a different standard. A Yannick v'chakim should probably show great deference to an older Talmud Chacham, unless the Yannick v'chakim is like a Reb Lezer ben Azariah or something, you know, a muflag v'chachma. It's extraordinary. And then we have the Shita of Isi ben Yehuda that Afilu kol Seva b'mash. Okay, so let's start again at the two dots. We'll go through this part pretty quickly. Tana Rabbanan ibnei Seva takum yochla afilu ibnei Zakin Ashmai. Rasha for Rashi. Tosa says, how could you think that anybody would even have such a Havamina? So we're just talking about an Amara. It's Tama Lomer, Zakin, Vein Zakin, Elochacham, Shenemar, Esfali, Shevimish, Mizikne Yisrael. As we saw in Tosfos, that this should imply Mumchin, so maybe it's inexact. Rabbi Yossi Aglila Omer, Ein Zakin, Elam Yishakana Chachma, Shenemar, Hashem, Kanani, Reish, Darko, Yoch, Yamun, Bipana, Bimakom, Rachok, Tama Lomer, Takim, Yadarta, Lamarti, Kima, Lamakom, Sheishedir, Yoch, Yadrena, Bimamun, Tama Lomer, Takim, Yadarta, Makima, Shem, Bechestron, Kiss. Av hider shein bo chesron kis. Yachol yamud mipanav beis akisei, beis amirchatz. A degrading thing to do. Tam lomer tagat tokum yadar to lomar tikim lomakom sheish hider. Yachol yatsim einav kamishalom. Oh, the Gemara is going to talk about this more. I mean, that seems like an act of rishos. Tam lomer tokum yareisa dabar amashul leiv. Namar bo yareisa melokecha. So as Rashi says so beautifully, yareisa melokecha shakal machshavos gluyos lo. Which is obviously not appropriate. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Minayin Lezakin Shel Yatriach Tam Belomer Zakin Miyareisa. He too has to be a Yareisha Mayim. Isi Ben Yehuda Omer the third Shita Mipnei Seva Takam Afilu Kol Seva B'mashma any elderly person. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Hainu Tanakama, Sikiminayu Yannick Vechakam, Tanakama Savar, Yannick Vechakam Lo. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savar, Afilu Yannick Vechakam. My time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Amr, Chayisal Kadayat, Chalamar, Tanakama, Imkain, Dichta Vechmana, Mibnei Seva Takum, Vehadarta. It should be a Seva Zakain. And then, once you have both of those criteria, and Tamar Chacham was old, then you get up. So Maishna Dibakanu Rachmana, Lamemar, Dahai, Labhai, Vahai, Labhai, Shwamina, Afilu Yannick Vechakam. The pasuk needed to be written in such a way. Tanakama, my taima, what's his svara? That you need two criteria. You need to be a seva talmud chacham. And then takum v'adarta pnei zaken, which are two completely different entities. Tamar Mar Yochol Yadrena b'Mamon, Tamalomar Talkum v'Adarta Makima Shein Bo Chesron Kis, Af Hider Shein Bo Chesron Kis. V'Kima Leis Bo Chesron Kis Milo Askina DeKadnakiv Marganisa. You could be working with jewels. Adahachi v'Hachi Koyim Mikame Uvatol Mimlachta. Ala Akish Kima LeHider Ma Hider Shein Bo Bittol Af Kima Shein Bo Bittol. The Akish Nami Hider LeKima Makima Shein Bo Chesron Kis. Avhider shein bo chesron kis. Mikan amru ein balei umanios rishoin. Lamor b'nei talmidei chacham mishoav mishoav she'oskim melachta. They're simply not allowed. Satosa says, wow. Tema maloshon rasha shayach demashron hika yisura. So the first day in Tosa says, yesh lomar demayri be'oskim melechas acherim. Stealing. L'hashto shayach loshon rishoin. They're not allowed to steal. And he says, well, it's possible to argue that Rishayim is, they're not obligated, and therefore it can apply even if they are Oskin be Meleches Atzma. All right. Vilov Atznan, Kobali Umani Yos Omdin Mifneyan. This is the Mevi Bikurim, Visholi Mishloman, Vamim Lamelchenu Anchimakum Ploni, Boacham Ashalom. So I'm Yochanan, yeah, Mifneyam Omdin, Mifney Tamil Chachamim Ein Omdin. Pretty shocking, but that's the Alacham, Rabbi Yossi Bar Abin, Boreh. Just how remarkable this is. Kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Sharei mipneim omdim, mipnei talmidei chachamim, ein omdim. Talmid chacham, of course you should stand. And yet they don't stand for a talmid chacham because of considerations of yashrus. But when it comes to chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, maybe bikurim, they stand. The Gemara says, well, maybe that's a little bit of a different issue. Which basically means that if people don't stand for them, people just like ignore them, they're not going to be so inspired to bring Bikurim in the future. They're going to think to themselves, this is not important. So Amar Mar Yochel Yamon Mipanami Beis Akisei Beis Amerchatz. Again, we said that was an example of Kima where there wouldn't be Hidr, Velov, Rabbi Chia. The great Rabbi Chia, Kamakdolim Aisachia, the Gemara Baba Metzia says, Tamad Muvak of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Tosefta, Braisa, Rabbi Chia, Havayasiv Bey Maschusa, he was in the Beis Merchatz, V'chalif Azel, Rabbi Shimon Barabi, V'lokami Kamei, V'ikbit, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, passed in front of him, and Rabbi Chia didn't stand up, V'asa, Amarle Le'avua, and he came to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and he says, I taught him 2/5 of Sefer Tehillim, Shnei Chumashin Shanisilo B'Sefer Tehillim, or, as Tosas learns, that Tehillim is actually comprised of Chamisha Chumashim, that there are 5 books, some people recite one every 5 days. V'lo aman mipanai, and he didn't stand in front of me. V'su bar kapar, v'amr the Rabbi Shmuel, v'Rabbi Yossi, v'yasiv v'maschusa, av azor Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi, v'lo kami kamei v'ikbit. Keeps on happening to Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi. V'asa amalei l'avua, shnei shlishe shlish, shanisi lo b'toras kohanim, I told him 2/3 of the Sifra, velo amad mipanai. So his father said to him, Amar lo, Shema behen Yoshevu Mahar. Don't be so offended. Maybe you taught him so well that he's like thinking about these things. He's not even seeing what's going on around him. That's good musr. Shouldn't assume that it's personal. Okay? But in any event, so time at the behen Yoshevu Mahar, alav hachi, lo. It would be no excuse, even though he's in the base of Erechatz. So kasha, habibate gavai, habibate birai. No distinction. We're talking about whether you were in the outer part, the changing area would obviously be off limits. But let's say you were like in the outer part of the bathhouse where it wasn't a makom, where it was a genaita stand. So chanam mistabi them rabbi baruchanam riyochanam bechol makom to the har chutz beis amerchatz beis akisei, right? That you're not allowed to think about Torah and beis amerchatz anyway. So how could you know Rabbi Yehuda Anasi have suggested that? So it would make sense if he was in the base Barai, the outer place. So the Gemara says, well, that's no raya. Dilma le'unse, shiny. Sometimes Talmidei Chachamim can't control themselves. You know, they're thinking about it. Rashi has this great line. Right? It's not just that it's misudar in his peh, but it's also in his heart. He's totally involved in the sugya, even to the point where he's involved in it in the base hamerchatz. So Tosos has this really interesting line. He says, "Shema bahen Yoshev Mahar lo hayatzarei chlomer bahen du adin b'shar divrei Torah elahad de kamar hachi soda sham liream." You did a gracious rabbi. You have the story there. Apparently the medrash. Damar Rabbi Chia. Yavo alai im lo haisi mistakel b'sefer Tehillim. Where Rabbi Chia, when this was brought up to him, why didn't you stand for your Rebbe? And he answered, oh my goodness, I was actually thinking about Dafka, the things that he taught me. So there you go. It was Miduyak b'yoser. So, Yochel Yatzimenev, Kimishalo Ra'o, so Atu b'Rishiyaskin, and the Gemara says, would it? Of course not. We're dealing with Rishayim. Yochel Yatzimenev, Mikame dimlimte zman chiyuv. In other words, before he comes into your dalad amos, the chimat is man chiyuv. Alo chazile dekayim mikame. So about that we say, tamalomar takom viaresa medokecha. So tana izu kima sheish b'hedar Rabbi Yomer zed dalad amos. Amar ba'i lo amaran ela berabo shenam mavak, aval berabo amuvak milo enav. So I always like to say a drasha about this. You probably heard me say this drasha. That when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, Stam a Talmud Chacham, it's when he comes into your halachic zone, your Dalet Amos. You have to stand up. You have to acknowledge that there's a Sefer Torah in your presence, a living Sefer Torah. When it comes to a Rebbe Mavak, the definition of a Rebbe Mavak is Mi Shalamad Rov Chachmaso Heimanu. So there, that person gave you your whole vision in life, your whole world view. So you don't just stand when he comes into your space, but your whole worldview, as long as you can see, if you see him, you stand for him because he shaped your vision. The Rav explained that the din of Rav Chachmaso was not a quantitative halach. He estimated that he learned more dafim of Gemara on his own than he did with his father. But every daf of Gemara that he learned with his father. All the categories that he developed, all the questions that he asked, all the chakiras that he derived, all the nafkamina that he was able to apply, all of those were his father's tools. That's what it means, Lamad Rov Chachmaso Heimenu. Abaye took this to an extreme. Michi habachazi leilu udne dechamra de Rav Yosef. When he would see the tip of the ear of Rav Yosef's donkey, the asi habakaim, he would stand up. Abaye v'rochiv chamra v'kamaski aguda denar sagyo. Yosef of misharshia v'rabanan v'idach yisa v'lo kamu mikameh, even though they could see him. So he shouted across the river, Amar lehu, v'lav Rav Muvak ano. Samurlay Labadaitin. Labadaitin. So what does that mean? We didn't see you, we weren't aware. Rashi says, Lo niskarnu lamod shahayinu trudin. Again, we were completely immersed in the halacha. So let us take a look at both of these halachos about Talmud Chacham in general, which we know is a perek Vav Hilchos Talmud Torah issue. Let's just start read like the first three halachos here. Kol Talmud Chacham Mitzvah Hadro Vav Pishenu Rabo Shenemar Bim Deisei Vatake Vedarat Bim Zaken Zaken Zeshakana Chacham Emasai Chayav Min Lama Unipanav. So it's interesting. The Rambam says chayovin. He doesn't say it's aser. Lamod, when they tell me they chum mishasha oskim malachton, it's their malacha. But maybe if it was malacha zacher, it'd be aser. I'm just saying, Gabi, I don't know. Shenemar takum v'adarta. My hider shelo chesron kiss. I've kima shelo chesron kiss. Point that we talked about before. So that's all Perek Vav of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Perek Hey, Kishem Shadda Mitzula Bichoravi Biraso Kachu Chayav Bichvod Rabo Biraso Yoser Meaviv Avim Mivul Chayal Mazer Rabo Limdo Chach Mivul Chayal Abba Ravedas Aviv Avedas Rabo Shal Rabo Kodemis Shal Aviv Aviv Rabo Nosim Asa Miniach Shal Rabo Vachar Kach Shal Aviv Aviv Rabo Shavuyim Bishivya Podes Rabo Vachodes Aviv Vim Haya Aviv Talmud Chacham Podes Aviv Tchila. B'chol meharach harabu, ki meharach har shechina shenamar v'edaber om v'lokim Moshe. Ezu cholik harabu, etc. Okay. Skipping down a little bit. Chayav lamod mipnei rabu mishirenu meirachok meloeno v'achi iskasi menu v'lo yira kol maso v'achar kach yeshev. It's interesting, the Rambam integrates those two halachos. Okay. Yeah. So we continue on. Rav Shimon Lono Zalom, Rav Minayin Lezakin Tzuli Yatriach, Tam Lom Rezakin V'yareis. Amar Abayin Akinan, Dimakiv Chayu. If the Talmud Chacham goes around and doesn't make other people stand for him, so he'll live longer. Abaye Makif, Rabbi Zera Makif, Rabbina Hava Yosef Kami the Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti, Chalaf Ha'u Gavra Mikamei Velo Michsi Reisha. Normally people would cover their heads in front of the Talmidei Chachamim. Amar Kama Chatzif Ha'Gavra. What a Mechutzif. Not everybody covered it. Now it's a universal minhag to wear a kippah. But there they used to do it around Talmidei Chachamim. So there's Melamed Chos. I'm like Dilma Mimasa Machsi and the Gisi Ba Rabbanan. There's so many Talmidei Chachamim there. They're kind of used to it. The Isi Ben Yehuda Omer they say Matake the Afilu Kol Seva Bevash. Remember Yochanan Loch Isi Ben Yehuda. We pass in this way. Rabbi Yochanan Vakai Mikami Sabi Dermai. The non-Jews Amar Kama Hirpatki Adu Alayu Dahani. What are Hirpatki? Mikros Vitzaros. Rashi says Ro Nisim Harbe Moftim. You stand up for their life experience. And I like to say that when we talk about a zakin, a zesha kana chachma, in a certain sense, this is a kind of chachma too. It's like the university of life, life experience. You know, we have a respect for people who have had a certain amount of life experience. Rava mekam lokai, but hidder avid lehu. He didn't get up, but he would show them, he would, you know, get up a little bit. Abaye yohev yad elasabi. Abaye would extend his own hand. Rava Mishadir Shlucha, he would at least send the Shliach of Nachman Mishadir Guzai. He would send his bailiff, Amar Ilav Torah, because he felt there was an issue of Kavadat Torah, Kama Nachman Baraba Yika Beshuka. But again, Rashi explains that this was very much a part of his function as he was Chasan of Devei Nisiya. He was connected to the Reish Galusa of Mar Ukva, etc. So it seems like we paskin, like the most Machmir view, Kol Seva B'mashma. So, let's take a look. So again, back in Perek Vav of Hilchos Talmud Torah, this is Halacha Tes. Mishu Zaken Muflag B'Zikna, Avo Pishenu Chacham Omdin Lefanav. So the Rambam says, it's not just any Zaken, but it's a Muflag B'Zikna, quite elderly. V'afilu Echacham Shu Yalad Omed B'Fnei HaZaken HaMuflag B'Zikna. So, as we saw in Rava, Rafilu Zaken Kuti, right? Non-Jewish. Mahadrin Oso Bidvarim, Rinos Nol Yad Lesomcho, Shinemar Mnei Seva Takum, Kol Seva Bimashma, Kedivre Isi Ben Yehuda. With all of the, you know, nuances that come out with the Amoraim here. So, Amar Reb Evu, Amar Reb Yanai. Ein tamer chacham rashai lamod mipnei rabo ala shacharis ve'arvis kidei shei kvodo meruba mikvod shamayim. Which is interesting. Again, you know, the, you know, Kabbalah's malchus shamayim is only shacharis ve'arvis. So it shouldn't be more than that. The Rambam says talmud to yoshe li nirabo tamid en roshei lamod mipanav ala shacharis ve'arvis bovad shei kvodo meruba mikvod shamayim. And it makes a great deal of sense because the whole idea of the Kavod HaRav is an extension of Kavod Shamayim, Mor Rabcha Kemor Shamayim. So how could the Tafel be more than the Ikar? That makes a lot of sense. So Meisir Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Minayla Zaken Chuli, Atriach Tam Lora Zaken V'Yareisa. V'yamar Tzach Rezar V'zbovad, I'm a lo nitra, Chiyubahu. He says, what's the terrible thing if it's just twice a day? El Alav Kule Yoma, so it must be that you have to stand up all day. So L'olam Tzach Rezar V'zbovad, V'afil Hachi Kamadev Shulei lo nitra, it's still a din. In anivus and humility, you shouldn't be going out of your way. So Amar Rabbi Lazar called Tamid Chacham Sheino Omid Mipnei Rabo Nika Rasha Ve'eno Marach Yamin V'Salmudo Mishtakeach Shana Amar V'Tov Liyel Rasha Lo Yarach Yamin Ketzel Asher Enenu Yarei. If he is Enenu Yarei Milifnei Ho Elohim. So what is this Enenu Yarei? So Mora Zoyne Yodei Amau Sheomer V'Yareisa Melokecha Harei Mora Zokima Bema Moras Ribis to Moras Mishkalos. There it says Yeresim Elkecha also. So maybe it should be a reference to somebody who cheats in business. So Rabbi Lazar, Pnei Pnei Gamar. So he learns, Xeris Shava, Pnei Pnei. Right here in the Pasuk, right, this Pasuk is from Koheles. V'tov lo yela rasha v'lo yarech yamim katzel asher enenu yorei lifnei ho Elohim, the eighth parak of Koheles. So there it says Milifnei Elokim, and it says Mipnei Seva Takum Ve'adarta Pnei Zake. Tetosos wants to know about Ika Mora Mishkalos. Then we'll circle back to Tetosos about what the outer boundaries of a Talmud Chacham is allowed to do. Versus Rabbi, he says, "Pirish v'kutrus gavi mishkalos k'siv eved shlema v'tzedek yelach v'kashid lo matzina b'shul malkom d'ch'siv b'hu mora b'hedya." So where's the mora there? V'yesh gorsim michsholos d'ch'siv lifnei yiver lo sitein michshol v'yaresa v'im tomer m'kein ma'im b'shani pnei pnei gamar gavi michshol nami k'siv lifnei yiver lo sitein michshol v'yaresa me'elo kachol. V'yishlomer de lo dami, damina v'dei zelkin shayach liyare mipnei Hashem. K'da amar, Hashem elokecha sira l'rabos talmidei chachamim. It's a deeper connection, because v'yaresa melokecha makes more sense to connect to talmidei chachamim, which the whole idea of being mechabed them is darshan from the riboy. The Gemara B'sachim talks about this. It's Hashem elokecha sira. Right, there was this guy named Shimon Hamsoni who was doresh kol esen shebetorah, and until he got the Esh Hashem Elokecha Tira, and he said famously, "Kishem shegibalti schar la drisha, kacha kabel schar la prisha." Gemara Pesachim Chavbeis, and Rabbi Kiva says, "No, you know Esh Hashem Elokecha Tira, the rabbis tell me the chum." Interestingly, Rashi says in that Gemara, "Mo rab chamor shemayim." It sounds like he limits that din to be a din in mo rab chamor shemayim. All right, so Rabbi Yitzchak Mefarish the Matzino mo rab and Mishkalos, can Amino Bemedrash Zachreis Asher Salacham Malik? I tell you, if you give the Yorei Elohim. Oh, so it's that pasuk. Lo yarei Elokim. Hayno b'shpil hamishkalos. Vel avon zeh ba'al malik. To b'aser parashas shkalos. Kiv zachas asher salam malik. Rashi quotes that alter. Parashas ki seitzei. V'hayno d'chsev mishle. Moz ne'mirma tov. V'as shem b'emir shlei ma ritzono. V'sam uchlei ba'az adon yevo kalon. Kilomar shal avon zeh ba'az adon v'kalon shalam malik. In other words, the havamim in the Gemara is maybe a person who's dishonest in business is going to have all these terrible things happen to them. Eino marach yamim. Talmudim ishtakeach. Amalik's going to attack them. So we say, better to connect it to not standing for a Talmud Chacham. All right, so what does Tosus say? Tema lama ikbid rava la'el, Tosap Tosus, Shema kamu mipanav, shachris ravis, v'lava daite. So when they were sitting before, why was he so upset? Maybe they had already gotten up the maximum time of day. And you realize, v'nir lefarish, adin zeno noeg labosam ad-darim bebeis harav. Right, that's what the Rambam said also. Tamid shayosha de rabo tamid. To mistaba amdu shachris arvis, but tamidim acherim chayim lamed afilu meya pamim bayom. Shema yira acher vichajdim. Afilu osim shadarim veisarav nami bo panim chadashos trichin lamed. Because it's such an egregious violation not to stand for one's rebbe that one would imagine that the only heter is if everybody there realizes you already did so, and it becomes like a ridiculous thing. You know that you're getting up 100 times a day. How are you going to be able to learn any Torah that way altogether? Okay. So, Ibailu. Bino v'hu rabo ma'u lamod mipnei aviv. Sort of an interesting case, right, where you have the son who's the Rebbe, so should he stand for his student, his father, right? Sort of, you know, trying to isolate the variables here, kibud aveim, and, you know, mo rab chamor shamayim. So, tashma dam le'shmul rav Yehuda, shinana kum mikame avuch. Get up for your father. Even though Shmuel was, Rabbi Yehuda was a greater Talmud Chacham than Rabbi Yechezkel. So Shani Rabbi Yechezkel debal ma'isim haba. But Rabbi Yechezkel was still a great person. Afilomar Shmuel nami kami kamei. Even Shmuel would get up for Rabbi Yechezkel. Elamai kamerle hochi kamerle zimnin da'asi me'achorai kum at mi kamei velo seichosh li karedidi. That Shmuel was telling his Talmud Rabbi Yehuda to privilege the kavod of his father, of Yechezkel, over his own kavod, meaning the kavod of Shmuel, his Rebbe.
Is that considered he's being like Mokal Kavod in a certain way? Wouldn't it usually be?
Yeah, but a Rav Shemachal Kavod or Kavod Machal. So this is Mamrim Vav Dalad. So let's take a look there. We'll start from the beginning of that perek. Thank you. Kibud Avim, Mitzvah Saseh, Gidolo, V'chin Mor Avim, Shaklos, Hanakasa, B'chodo, Maro, Kasov, Kabedis Avicha, V'asimecha, V'chasov, Kabedis Hashem, Yonecha, Vaviv Imo, Kasov, Yishimo, V'abitiro, Hashem, Elkecha, Tira, Kederach, Sival, Kibud, Shmo, Gadol, Maro, Kach, Sival, Kavoda, Maro. Mekal lovi boima beskila megade beskila. Hine hisho san baone. Shektim av laim the keyboard victim aim lav the mora lamid. Shishneim shavin bin the mora bin the kavod. Ezel mora bin so kavod. Mora lo ome mikomolo yoshi mikomolo sosa drada lachmir strava. La yikra lo shmo bechaya lo moso. El omer abamari hayashem avi bo shem rabo kishem acher mishane shmam. Yerali shen iser bekach says the rabbi lo shem shu pella shena kol dashin bo. It's an unusual name. Aval Shema Shakari Menas Am, Abram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Bechayotze, Behen, Becholash, and Becholzman, Kori Behen, Lachem. So you have a friend named Moshe, and your father's name is Moshe, you don't have to be careful. As long as Shalom Befanav. You wouldn't say that in your father's presence, because your father might, for a moment, think that you're referring to him. Vein Bechachlam. Ezu Kavod, Machal Mashka, Mal Bishvachasam, Mishal Ha'av, Yim Ein Mamam La'av, Yishu Mamam La'ben, Kovin Osov, Zan Av, Yim Ein Kifu Mashu Yachol. Same Psak as Tosvos. Moti Umachnes, Sham Shah, Bishar Dvar, Bishar Shamash, Mishan Shah, Nesarav, the omid mipanav kederach shu omid mipnei rabo. Av sheya talmid bino, ein av omid mipnei aben, av aben omid mipnei aviv, av mishu talmido, v'chay v'chavda b'shar drachav, b'shas asiyas matano masau matano v'asiyas chavatsav. Ketzad. Hanishma b'dvar aviv l'makom lo yovar mi'aruni b'shul atzmi, b'chuni b'shul atzmi, yala mi'aruni b'shul abba, b'chuni b'shul abba, v'chik l'yotzei b'azav. L'olam yichol b'chal dvarav, shu choshish b'chod aviv, B'shem Yisdiari Menu. So the Rambam collapses the two. So one, and he says, a son should always stand for the father, even if the son is the Talmud Chacham. And all other dinim of kibud are in place as well. Okay. A little further in the Gemara, we're good? Okay, so Tashma, the Gemara still considers it a live question. Binofu Rabo, Maushi Amadovi Mipanav Tashma, then Rishu Ben Levi Ani, Eini Chidai Lamod Mipnei Bini. I shouldn't really have to stand for my son, ever. Alamishum Kvod Beis Hanasi, but my son was married to the Beis Hanasi. So Taima Da Anarabe, Ha'iu Rabbi, but if he was my rabbi, came the Mikame. Gemara says no. Hachi Kamar, Ani Eini Chidai Lamod Mipnei Bini, Ve'afilu Hu Rabbi, Da Ana Avua. Elamishum kavod beis hanasi. Ah, so we see from this Gemara what the Rambam extracted, which is that the son always stands for the father, not the other way around. So yibaylehu rachov kimahalech dami olo. So what do we make about rachov? So Rashi explains, Rabo rachov kimahalech dami v'tzarech lamod lipanav olav kimahalech dami laki yoshev. It's not like he's actually walking. Now, it's interesting. Previously in the Gemara, we saw that Abaye would stand up for Rav Yosef's donkey's ear. But that sounds like it was a chumrah altogether. So Amar Abaye, Tashma. So he wants to prove it from a case of Tum and Tara. So Tame Yosef Tachas Ilan V'Tara Omid Tame. So the Tame, since he's Yosef, he's the Koveya. And there's Tumas Oel, which is conducted by the Ilan. And so the Tahor becomes Tame. Tame Ome Tachas Ilan, V'Tahor Yoshev Tahor. Okay, the Tahor doesn't contract Tuma from somebody who's walking. V'im Yashav HaTame, if the Tame sits down, HaTahor Tame. V'chein Be'eben Menugas. V'amar of Nachner, Koei Zosemeres, Rachov kimahalich dami shmamina. So we should relate to Rachov as mahalich. What's the limit again? Rashi says, "Delav basri dizlei azlinan ela basar behema hanososo. Da'acha lo basar evin azlinan, the evin minugas, ela basar adam hanosa azlinan. D di basra di das lina nafilo lo yashav nosa natami atar da'i mesav yasva b'cheiko obiktefo shalze hanosa. The Evan is always at rest. It's just that the person is carrying it. So we want to extract from the world of Tamen Tara and say that's the din by the Talmud Chacha. That even though he's sitting down, he follows the halacha of the one who's carrying it. Rachav k'mahalechta. Sibaylu ma'u l'amun v'day sefer Torah. Rabbi Chilke, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Lazar, Ami Kal v'Chomer, Mibneilom Delm, Dimi Panelo Kol Shekain. What makes them so special? It's only because they know the Torah. Lai Rabbi Yaakov Arzav, the Avu Yasvi, Chaliv Azal, Rabbi Shimon Abba, v'Kamu Mikame. They got up in front of him. So Marlu Chado, the Asun Chakimi, v'Ana Chaver. So Rashi explains that like Omedes Mipnei Lomdeha Bitmiya the Fisha Asukim Edvar Halacha Hayukari Lula Didu Torah Atzma Lidei Kari Lomdeha. He didn't like them standing for him because he felt that they were, you know, learning Torah. So why should the Torah stand for the one who learns Torah? If he's learning Torah, he shouldn't have to get up. So layot Allah Abaye. So Abaye says about that, that anybody who listens to this psak halacha should be cursed. In other words, even if you're learning, you should have to get up. Okay. One more halacha, the Rambam. Trying to get the Rambam's psak on Rachav k'mahalech dami. Chadalid. Okay. Rochev hareo k'mahalech. Uchshem shomdim ne'am mehalech. Chachomdim ne'am rochev. Straight. Okay. All right. So tomorrow we'll pick it up with v'bitu achrei moshad bo aluhela. Kind of depressing Gemara, but then we'll be back in the mitzvah saseh shasman grama. Okay. Nice job.